Thus I have heard. At one time, a blessed one was dwelling in the royal domain of Vulture Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural evidence. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of a lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, no quality of mind, no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times are relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and they become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequal mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata Om Gate Gate Para Gate Para Sam Gate Bodhi Soha. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he is still unwell. Well done, O son of the lineage, and so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as it was taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra
So we gather here today for what? Why we gather here today is, you know, we called it Dharma practice, spiritual practice. We called Dharma practice or the spiritual practice. But, you know, the real thing what we are practicing is we we are doing the mind training to transform our mind, through the mind training.
Tenri je sen je lojo senare te ngepa te chegwe ji ji re sana. Ma so kare sana li sen ni je bone so de re sana.
So this kind of mind training is very necessary because we survive with the combination of mind and body.
Di tanabalan zambali kare kare pejo to na li deta chi ma da sen deta sen de tanda jin ngo zu ye ma re sa da.
So so far in the mundane world, that until up to now, whatever scientifically or whatever the technology and those things all aim to bring happiness to the physical thing. They didn't thought about the happiness of the mind, so they didn't work. So far, they didn't, they neglect the happiness of the mind.
The Lugis sent the Lidinian General and Sola Chirawaina, Dewadi, Pinto Karishu Chawaiers, and the Sanji Dewadi Shuchawaiers.
So, if we, if we try to bring happiness of the mind, then among this mind and body, which is superior is mind happiness is superior than the physical happiness or the well-being.
So to
accomplish this mental happiness through the mind training, which is taught by the Buddha Shakyamuni, more than 2,500 years ago, and still, that is relevant, and that is the only way to accomplish the mental happiness even in this century. So, there's the technology or the those science things couldn't ever to compare with this ancient teaching.
The 네 지 샤젠다 지 고시 원기 러시안데 지 말했었다.
That Rinpoche is not talking because of his habituation to the Buddha's teaching, and also he's not talking because of the patriotic toward the teaching of the Buddha.
Bet zambili ne keda chere chedegi o nanchu ne shibi ni jewa hase senge yi no semba senge ji ngone tonu yosa re senge ji jin ale nanchu le chi ta ji chegi kau chi hen de ro sadan sen so gu du la da jang rong ji den ro.
So maybe you guys have more knowledge about this, you know, thing, then Rinpoche, so, you know, and also His Holiness the Dalai Lama also mentioned that, you know, in this, you know, time, the top, you know, Westerner scientists are begin to, you know, curious about the mental world and the, you know, mental happiness is, you know, important thing. The kind of, you know, curious and also kind of begin to explore, you know, and nowadays.
Nye udu chen kare la go se so na shi yung bi ne chi ye ya je to ne pe ta pe che ta de le la ro me bi so ne che le de la da.
So nowadays, in terms of, you know, technology and science thing is so advanced, but, you know, still the same, you know, problem exists.
Mm-hmm. So, kare gogo orse so na zamin ni kono chyo na nan sen je ajete gogo orse la da sen gi de chi.
Now what we need is, you know, we really need to, you know, bring the, you know, mental well-being.
Ona nan sen gi de chi gona sen gi de chi de kan de gogo re sen gi de chi mi yo de kan ye kare re se na ani de yi tan da la ani ngaso
So then, you know, how we achieve or accomplish this, you know, mental well-being or mental peace or happiness, you know, how we should achieve, and, you know, until now, why we haven't achieve that, you know, all these things we're gonna learn, you know, that's why we gather here.
Dili yin han nang sen ju yin yin sen zo ju jodong deyang jibu tamba tsa ki thoma meba ni song shang yin daga rang yin thonin ruwa ni ma do ji sheba tsang ji senpa la yang yuwa tong tuye jini rei mendo wa sena da.
So the, you know, transformation of the mental world is, you know, whatever, you know, the great masters, you know, instruct, we need to follow their instruction precisely, you know, mere, you know, having a knowledge, you know, intellectual knowledge doesn't, you know, accomplish or achieve this mental happiness.
Tendu yin zane ni nga so ye ni gang ji len de sene men du mi pa da se sene ya ro gi shu ba ti pe da se sene da ka dong be la ma so re la da na ri gi tem be da wo.
So whom we should look, or who are our role model, you know, in our practice is the, you know, those great Kadamba masters are the our you know, role models or examples.
This is your channel to your church every day, any Toma, any Kino Zombochi, also.
So, what they instruct is, you know, you are practice should begin with a good intention or the motivation.
Kyunlu zombo sedi rani ki sen di shiwa ngon tangur salada, sedi rani ki sen di shiwa tangbi tohne dianda chenpo chayagi kulayan gur salada.
So good motivation or the good intention means first of all, you know, we need to have our mind in calm state and as well as in peaceful state, from that basis we should take the responsibility, on the basis of that mental peace and calm.
In the next year, turn the line, and also you can shan't you get single at this minute in the lot.
So therefore, we will, meditate on the, what mentioned here, the spirit of enlightenment, take the responsibility for the sake of all sentient beings, in that generate that kind of, mind, and try to hold, abide on that intention in our meditation. Okay, so with this kind of, intention or motivation, we should reflect on our, human life and, it is so worthwhile at this time to have a human life because, we can able to, practice and take the responsibilities for the sake of all the sentient beings.
The Mombushin and Machina Soso Sambala Sana Tondi Karet Jen Sambala Sambi Loto Yungudu, Sambala Deva Yungudu Lata. Kong Yumba Tenil and Jeva Jen compared to Tires Lata Alendodina.
So, briefly, talk more or less, whatever, the point is, we investigate, check our mind. Whatever brings peace of mind and as well as calmness of mind, we should be close toward that causes and try to strive for that kind of causes.
Any tendu ye any da sanje yunde computer dance na re any kanje sanje yin ten yonsu zubi tau de la ndramanda yubi no ni nga sungi gosu poba de la ni shangchu langje rinpa singe de re es.
So that kind of mental to enhance the mental quality, you know, there are many different practices. What we are going to do is, you know, we listen to the, you know, this teaching called Lamrim and explain the this teaching called Lamrim.
Lamrim is in the Katushi, so the Sanjay Salandroya Yelangirimba. Sanjay Salandroya Yelanga, Sir Lago, or Salanda. Anything else to do Yelanga?
So Lamrim means that, you know, is the path toward the Buddhahood. So Buddhahood is, you know, whatever the knowledge, you know, accomplish the complete knowledge is the, you know, omniscience is the Buddha's mind. So, you know, so Lamrim means the way to go toward that omniscient mind.
Then I'm also Sanjay said, he had a re tarim which is the young, not only jit tati which is the Sanjay says on Jones in a yentezo etch, the Sanjay Segrola, the thing also Ranile Yuetch, Yuetch.
So we think, you know, Buddha, when we say Buddha or, you know, omniscient mind, we say, we think it's far away from us. But, you know, that can happen to us too, you know, through, you know, purifying all the, you know, fault, all completely purify all the faults and accomplish completely obtain all the realizations. So, you know, the that kind of you know, state of mind can happen within us too. So right now we are you know, walking toward that path, stages of the path, whatever called. So, you know, single fault we purify and abandon, and arises a, you know, single quality, you know, within ourselves. Through that, gradually, you know, one by one, you know, abandon, purify, and achieve, you know, through that, you know, stage by stage, you know, someday we're going to be, you know, like Buddhas too.
That don't make it tell me the showing tell any Toma any Sanjay, then any Javagi Pindu, then appear continued on any Jeromachi Sundi, such as you want to song at the head.
So, that kind of method of the practice called, you know, Lamrim or the stages of the path to enlightenment, you know, first, you know, taught by Buddha Shakyamuni in India, and then, you know, then further, you know, taught by the Indian masters, and then Atisha bring to Tibet, and, you know, then, you know, through Atisha to Lama Tsongkhapa and through our, you know, guru, you know, this Lamrim, you know, what we are listening and teaching, and you know it has four chapters. So first chapter, you know, whether the teaching is authentic or not, you know, we need to check the author, you know. So, you know, first chapter reveals the greatness of the author of this text.
Sache nipa tala yini chu korong le mese yini chu yenda mandawa yi chewa kare yore se chu je chewa se.
And the second chapter revealed the greatness of the teaching. So, you know, what kind of unique or what kind of greatness, you know, is in this teaching that revealed in second chapter.
Sache sumba tala tuji nga su yi loda yi tichidan loda suna goya di chibare da teda mandawa yi ni nyue bi kola kare nyue gore ni hie bi kola kare chene hie gore sena yo tuji nga su timo yi rene da loda mandawa tesi chiba yore lata.
And the third chapter revealed that, you know, how if, you know, those are great author and great teaching, then, you know, how the teacher should teach and how the, you know, the audience or the disciple should listen to the teaching. So that revealed in the third chapter. So the fourth chapter is the main, you know, body of this text. So it began with the, you know, began with the first stages of the path, and until up to the Buddhahood. So all the stages of the path has revealed in this fourth chapter. So right now we are in the chapter, you know, that, you know, how you know, Buddha lead his disciple toward the state of Buddhahood or toward the enlightenment. So, you know, through this, you know, three different kind of, you know, path, you know, the one should lead the disciple toward the Buddhahood. So these different, you know, stages of the path, you know, there are different practitioners. Some practitioners merely practice one stages of the path, and you know, they achieve whatever they are, you know, accomplish their, you know, their goal. And, you know, other practitioner that they practice all three paths, stages of the path, you know, gradually and attain their goal.
주부 동부 충쇼되게 조쇼되게 가르쳐버려서는 내가 좋아하시마 사드문이 가르치는 지저하는 리사를 대유되는 게 최적의 생이 지혜로서라다 대조쇼되리사라
So the least you know practitioner their stages of the path is the first one so what they think is you know they think they don't have the you know that kind of spacious mind so you know he desired not to fall on the lower existence so that practitioner wanna born reborn in the higher existence so you know so the higher existence reborn in the higher existence is their goal and they practice that path and try to achieve the higher rebirth That is the first kind of practitioner.
니버데 코아생이데 간르지리 제완는데 동해마도 문두 이니 코아생이데 타지데 빠네 이니 가 뭐네 니모빠네 다짱바생이데 차고도 생이데 이니 니버데
So the second practitioner they practice the second path you know they realize that no matter where you born in this mundane world or in this cyclic existence from the peak existence to the lowest you know existence no matter where you one reborn is in the nature of you know suffering so they want to be from free from this cyclic existence or samsara and their goal is to achieve nirvana so they practice the second path and try to achieve nirvana so that they don't have to be reborn in this cyclic existence so that is their practice
ta sombo de sanje thaji yuten de zobe sanje ko mota be singe de rola da
so as we know that you know most intelligent or advanced practitioner the third stages is the bodhisattvas that you know they want to achieve buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings that is the you know highest path so they practice the you know that thing
so you danda danda ro de ting le na da any sanje thaje den sanje ju gopa thog ge senge de any jibu chungge dong jibu jeng ge timo yela la gari jene ti gu re gopa yo ma ro sa na gopa yo re se de jen se de hi wa sa la
so as mentioned here you know that kind of you know most advanced practitioner you know why you know they need to practice the common path that you know common path the first stage and the second stage you know why they need to practice you know there is no any reason to practice you know this other you know path you know then you know that is not the case the advanced practitioner should come you know step by step or gradually toward the you know advanced path
right to somebody jinye na ni dijon man de he jaw de so lo de de sang de cha ya la da
so if we could able to you know bear this in our mind then when we go through then we will get a you know glimpse or degree of you know understanding the different paths
dan yeba gupa ne sam longi da ge de ju bu chung de gi chu gon na su ju bu chen bi hon ro yin na ju bu chen bi nan de lang de she bi chu me sa ju bu chung de da te mo yin lang je jin ba tan ye she ju gu she na sa ma de ba da lo ro che da
So we read through the text 139 in the middle whatever passage or whatever Second, it says the purpose. The purpose. Question, if the teachings for the persons of small and medium capacities are prerequisites for the person of the great capacity, they may as well be considered stages for the path of the person of the great capacity. Why use the expression stages of the path shared with the persons of small and medium capacities? So, the question here is that if somebody asks that, you know, to not reborn in the lower existence, you know, you don't need to practice, you know, those, you know, small and small capacities practice. You know, the highest, you know, the bodhisattva practice is not enough. If somebody asks, then what are we gonna say?
就是我说，嗯，对，最近我说的，恰恰用的说的，对了，连着不多半着不打的，还有是哪的？因为可是三八用的说的，看啥子能搞老个专业，还有是。
So people who come, you know, usually, you know, they can, you know, they can understand, you know, but you know, some people are, you know, new, so they might think, oh, what they're talking about.
嗯，别那年，哎你，别那，卡。
So the example here is that, you know, I will work for the all the American people, you know, he got that kind of, you know, mental power or will, and also he will he want to work for his or her self interest, you know. So you know, if somebody say like that, then it really contradicts.
嗯，就谈到老李全部可能那带了两节，等等就讲到，等到老五一点，就不叔叔写的是七八六，五八七八年有的是，但是老叔叔写的这一点，你七八六六八七八年有的是多。So
we read the text, reply. There are two great purposes for differentiating three types of person and guiding students accordingly.
嗯，他懂不得，得他啥？就不穷人当天猫一狼，老马街把人让你去就不钱不开，去开车员，我比俺去选不当啥，老让人他送，那偏去我送的，俺老懂不懂不得去，懂不得老些的。
The first reason, it destroys the presumption of asserting that you are a person of great capacity despite not having developed the states of mind common to person of small and medium capacities and
Chenyi tsangwa chi rangji la nai pa la, ni nga shangchu sanpa yin sengi ki, dindu ki nga jichinpo tani chengi yo sarwa, dindu ki lo shunbi goba yor songdo.
So as mentioned here, you know, some they don't have a good refuge in the three jewels, and as well as the some don't have the pure renunciation, but they think, I am a great bodhisattvas. So that kind of person also happens or exists.
Tendu yo jache ja yo la da ngaso pe ne rasa tendu yo pe ne ko shang shang sa papa yin sing tendu yo re mini yo ji su su ju yin ne ge yang yan de xi chang su jiao sen ne jiao mei xing ni ga shang ju shang sa papa yin sing tendu yo re sa la da.
So this kind of thing also in the monasteries where Rinpoche studies, there are some people, they say that I am on the path of the bodhisattva's path, Arya bodhisattva's path. But if somebody asks them the stages of the path of the of the arahats and solitary realizers and those path, they cannot able to describe.
Tanda nga chu khatu shiyo na ben hindu ji na yire la da thoma me gi ge sabe da dene chu lu dene ya ji no ma ji dene me do dene je bu shang chu sen de me do yis je bu lu so ni chi mone de ma do jin ro sa jin yo ma re la da.
So these three common paths are like a planting a tree in a fertile soil. First sow the seeds and the sprout come out, then gradually big tree comes and the flower blossoms and the fruit ripen. So the spirit of enlightenment or the Bodhi mind is like the fruit of that tree. So without all those seed and fertile soils and blossoms, there will be no fruit. So it is same like that.
Then the Shangju Sampa is Sanjay Tangji 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 Tangji
Tangji. So if we argue that the Bodhisattva said they want to work for the a benefit of all the sentient beings. So, all the sentient, all the sentient beings, welfare is none of your business. Why you want to do that if somebody argue to the Bodhisattvas?
Shanchu Sambi tell the lehen karjagore, ni tsewa ni ji chenpo ki leo tuku mendo sungu shalata.
So then Bodhisattvas should answer that, I cannot abandon the welfare of, all the sentient beings because of my spirit of enlightenment or infinite altruism.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you, that kind of mind arise within you? Then the Bodhisattva will say that because of the suffering nature of the, looking at the suffering nature of the, samsaric being, from that my spirit of enlightenment or the great compassion, you know, arises.
Dendro yi sunje yi donghe ji nachi meje ba de kali jene yong are sa sona rani donghe ji nachi sa ne tela meje ba jene ani jen tin la ponjo chi re sa la da.
So how, you know, Bodhisattva realize that, you know, all the sentient beings are suffering in the, you know, samsara. You know, looking at herself or himself, you know, situation that, you know, in the samsara, same like, you know, him or her, all the sentient beings' nature, same in the suffering nature of samsara. Because of my, you know, my suffering, I realize that all the sentient beings are same like me, suffering in the cyclic existence.
Xie dong yin jin na si zang ne me zhe ba che ba de ni ji rang yin dong yin jin na si zang ne me zhe ba che ba de ngen jong jong ri de ri la da da.
So how gradually that develop is that, you know, once you realize you are, you know, suffering nature of samsara, you generate the renunciation. And, you know, when you see the, you know, suffering nature of the infinite sentient beings in the samsara, then from that you generate the great compassion or the spirit of enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
So, if somebody think, you know, I am Bodhisattva or I am in the path of the Arya Bodhisattva, if somebody think, then one need to look back how that kind of path achieved, you know, from the fertile soil and the perfect good seeds and the, you know, healthy tree and the healthy blossom and, you know, good fruit. If all these are there, then, you know, you maybe, you could be. Otherwise, you know, it is, it might not. Because, you know, from beginningless time, we ourselves think, you know, I am the best, you know, I am the most important, you know. That kind of, you know, pride, you know, we all have. So because of that, it, you know, because of that, you know, lot of, you know, good qualities, you know, is hindrance by this, you know, pride. So if one think, you know, one is a real, you know, in the Bodhisattva path, you know, then, you know, how the Bodhisattva behave is that, you know, whomever the Bodhisattva associate, you know, the Bodhisattva consider, you know, him or herself lowest among all, you know. So that kind of, considerations in the Bodhisattva's mind. So if one has that kind of thing, then, you know, is a Bodhi, can be a Bodhisattva.
Shanchu Sambha Singh, the non Sanji, and then the Torton Dogor, Shu Ling Hagi Shuba, any John the Marman Dogor.
So the Bodhisattvas, you know, they are, their mental quality, you know, increase, enhance. At the same time, the Bodhisattvas' external behaviors are external behaviors of the, speech and the body is increase, the humility or, gentleness. So the Bodhisattva's qualities of the Bodhisattva's, we cannot imagine, beyond our imagination. So it is said that if the Bodhisattva's, happen to in Minnesota, there when Bodhisattva came, then that Bodhisattva's, the power will, bless the places and bring some kind of, peace and security in that place. So we break here.
Asana Penche was Penchilu Nes Jubu Koman Ilayang, Motodan, Tapa Duni Gurbes, Juasha Yi Kaza, Chendi Ilayang, Deni Jasamba Jamat, Lemba Jumi and Dembas, Jun de Munjishin, Yendejibi Shetans Kaza Tamashi Nane, any Koman Ne, Janjang. Samba kuma mechewa wama toye kanya me banji shiro sonda. Kepa da lora chita.
So we read the text. Second, it is of great benefit for those whose minds have the greatest medium and least capacity. How does it benefit them? Even the two persons of the higher capacities must seek high status and liberations. So it is not wrong to teach students of medium and great capacity the practice that develop the attitude of person of small capacity and person of the medium capacity. They will develop good qualities. So this is true. If we check, then the highest capacity and the medium capacity, those two practitioners also need to also try not to reborn in lower existence. So, for example, If we, you know, want to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, you know, that is our, you know, our desire, then we should, you know, practice not to be reborn in a lower existence in our next life. So, like that, you know, we want to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, and we practice only that. We don't practice the, you know, the taking refuge in three jewels, and you know, and practice law of causality and renunciations and so on. If you don't practice all those things, then you know, does it make sense? No, it doesn't make sense. You know, we should try not to be reborn in our next life in lower existence. So, if we don't do that, then it's not practical. So, we need to be really practical and, you know, you know, Buddhahood should be achieved, you know, through many lifetimes.
Ane yong ni xie xie de fa ji guo ma jia de la bian de ngao su su sang na ji dao de la de bian de ngao si zu shen jie tang jie de ne zu bi sang jie guo ta gen ne tai ge zhe la de kan ge tian ge zhe la de tian ge de la ne gan ni zu guo de jin ne ngao su yi le bie jie dong lu mie ba shi la de.
So we all want to achieve you know, Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, you know, we all desire, we all want, you know, but you know, we don't know, you know, for that purpose, you know, from where we need to begin our practice, that we don't know.
Then, lāne kārto gure, shi, sēngi tāngcha de, zubi sāngcha che kufo jāne, lāne de, mēgī jīpōngi cīrī ne, lābi lāpa sōng ne, yāng gōchū ne, ane ngēngyō shāngchū ki sēngsi yāng rōgu gura wā lāda.
So, even though, you know, our goal is to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, that is our, you know, pledge, but, you know, what we should begin is, we should begin from the, you know, from the, you know, begin with the, you know, 10 precepts, you know, practice the ethical discipline, and, you know, and, you know, renunciations, and so on. So that is the, that is how we begin our practice.
내가 최초에 말한 속에 연애지 제보에는 고려마도 위에 제바디 백개 전 몰라다 고려대 투소는 용어 말을 올라다 고려마도 위에 예바 제고 올라다데 곧 내가 대로 올라오니 뜻이 연애한 송고의 진세 고려 투소는 아주 투도 거리 투도는 리투 말이.
So you know, when we practice, we always, you know, diligent that we, our path, you know, stages of the path is not mistaken. If our stages of the path is mistaken, then, you know, we won't achieve anything.
tenduki chibu sunju langchi rinpa di mecha na, eni chibu chungi di la pe chungra agar la da. Kogi chibu chengi ki sanche tangchi ki tuyan chegi yin sengen chi ki katu chibu chungi di la tansha na, eni kogi tiki tenda di jeme tu, rangi la goya ki chibu chungi langde me, eni bed pungu pachan chagar son duwa de.
So like mentioned here, you know, if, you know, the great capacities practitioner, you know, if the to them, if the this practitioner's path is not revealed, then you know, then it would be it would be mistaken, because you know, without that, you know, there is no way to achieve. The, you know, there is no any ground, you know, foundation in that practitioner's path.
Ma so patan nal pe thok khebar wala da rani gi kaun de ba te ni langa ne yone ni kale kale che de je da ne ko kare ina ngo so in je te ni do toyna da gar wala da rani kaun chu se ji da le ka te te ni an jo so na kale kale do to chu yo gi kya chara wala.
So that is very skillful and very practical, you know, even us, you know, looking at the, you know, that person's capability, you know, then first, you know, teach a small thing, then, you know, then gradually he built his capacity, then, you know, teach a bigger, you know, lessons like that. So, you know, that is, we should understand that it's very skillful to guide the practitioners.
Tintuki langchi rinpa xie di, nga tsu yu lal kar chak du la, sata rinpo xiu ji la kurang tsu ki dodong rao ji xie di nong anda ji kogu du ma do, ranyi yi jegu bi nong anda ji, chio tsu kogu du ya la da.
So when we talk about all this path, then you know how we, you know, feel. Do we feel like, you know, far away talking about some people, you know, some practitioners, you know, going on that stages of the path, or you know, or this, all these instructions, you know, instructing to us, or you know, we are, you know, related to this, you know, practice, or you know, it is far away, something like, you know, looking at other people's.
Garogi sonsi hiwala, nge shangju samba se yedi kishi yedi pe, janta rinpo shui ji ye lekandi ji ma do, chi garogi chi cheto ye san, nonga chi kogo ye ma, tenge nga su kankala ma shi shiwala da.
So the why Rinpoche said is that, you know, how he feels, you know, he feels like bodhisattvas, all those things far away, that, you know, there is no any relationships, you know, related to him, you know. He feels like that, so he thinks we all, you know, everybody feel the same, like him.
Mm-hmm. So ngene lane kar to gorzen he he di re do mu de sen nen da ji che gorla da le sen ji che pa che gorma do ko pe ji ji ko yin ju ya te ji ko ma re la da yin ji mi ji ma so ji chu sen ge de kan nang lu lu ne shu lu ji ke cha yin na shu lu lu ke che che da ji che ne zu zu xi ye de de chu se de ne ma re la da zang ni ji ni ni xi ye xiang ye de rang ni ji ko bo nong de ba ji le yang da ji che de yang na ka xi kan je de ri ge san ba dong ne.
So Dharma practice means that, you know, whatever instruct here, you know, we need to reflect on that things and contemplate and do the, you know, analysis, you know, within our mind. Is that relevant, or, you know, is that possible? Or all those things we need to analyze, you know, analyze and, you know, examine.
Kensa changdo se ji xie xiang, ngenjo se ji xiang, chu se ji, kensa ngal de yuan ji yin na min na, de kante chen yu goyan na, de nil ji le se gu duwa, de sana kante ji tango yin jere se ngen de ji, ji jian na xiu pen gu duwa la da.
So we always should, you know, reflect that, you know, they are talking about the refuge, talking about the, you know, renunciations, talking about the, you know, spirit of enlightenment. All these things, you know, we should check in our mind how, you know, this happened, going to happen within me, in me, you know, all these things do need a lot of analysis.
Penare shu kale khoyan du gangjo keje chegma la da pe susage kuja gan ma je labani ne gojo lo le jane kensa ne jo yi sensing de kan de chegu yana se tene chi tena sare la da le tene chi tena kan yo sare ten chu sare la da.
So all this, you know, maybe, you know, renunciation, wish to free from this samsara, you know, how, you know, what is that, you know, how that going to happen to me, you know, in arise in me, you know, we to do the analysis, we don't need to really meditate, you know, sit cross-legged and don't need to meditate. We just sit on our recliner and, you know, recline back, put your hand, you know, support your head, and then, you know, think about, you know, is that possible? You know, it will arise in me, or how, you know, that gonna achieve, or like that.
Mune tendu ji sanan ji kona ji jubu chen ri chung su se de ji sanje shang ju san ba so yi ma ji ten yu di yang chen ra bo ji de ngane ji ngaro jin do na ro sa jin do a sang ji yong gu ri song do a de song jin do a de.
So if we do that, then, you know, we will feel like, you know, those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you know, instruct and reveal this kind of different stages of the path, you know, then we will see there is a possibility that, you know, I can follow this, able to follow this path, I can do it, and also I can achieve, you know, whatever mentioned in the Lamrim. So, you know, that kind of conviction of the mind, we can able to realize.
Yama Lovina. Jen Yang Sa, Kumi Kewa Jen La, Lan Tu Mo Den De Jamba Na Sa. Nga Ne Chi Simba Ong, Ma Che Ba Jang, Nyutu Yuntin Te Da Che Wan Jewe, Oma Oma Che Ba Na, Kuma Kuma Chu Ba Cho Be, Rangi Lan Le Njangwa Me To Song Do Ade.
We read the text, those person of least capacity may train in higher practice, but this will lead to their giving up their lower perspectives without rising to a higher perspective, and thus they would be left with nothing. Furthermore, there could be person who have the fortunes to have already produced the higher path in past life. If they are taught the path shared with the persons of lower capacity, and they then train in them, they will quickly give rise either to those good qualities developed previously or to those not developed before. Consequently, as they have already developed lower path, they can be led to successively higher path and thus this their own path from practice in earlier lives will not be delayed.
So
like mentioned here, you know, some people have a deep imprint of the Bodhisattva's path in their mind stream. So, you know, if, you know, reveal that path, you know, if reveal that path to that kind of person, you know, they then train in them, they will quickly give rise either to those good qualities developed previously or those not developed before consequently as they have already developed lower path, like mentioned here.
So
these three different path to the three different practitioners, you know, need to reveal all path to different practitioners. So that is clear. So you know, Lama Tsongkhapa also mentioned that, you know, I practice this way, so you, the my followers, should practice the same I did. So, mentioned that. So likewise, you know, these practice are practiced by the masters, those practitioners, and, you know, obtain the realizations. And you know, and they reveal as happened to them, as they practice and as happened to them. So you know, we should also do exactly the same as you know they
mentioned. Mm-hmm. 니마지기 초이 내탄 옛날에 셈바크쇼 옛날에 추세지기 초이 내탄 셈바크쇼 옛날에 간제 좀비쇼란 공시 자제 되게 다 랑제림 바데 늘 자주고라다.
So the main thing, you know, whether one practice, you know, spirit of enlightenment or not, but you know, the main point is that, you know, whether in a 24 hours or whether in our life or whether for a moment or for an hour, you know, we try to lean toward the virtuous, you know, deeds of our you know, behave in a you know, positive way, so that we will get habituated with those positive conducts.
tamal uinda ta tanda lanchu jemba deni de ani somba de gi xie xie ge long chu chang du la da rinchen ye pa de gobi long yi xie xie.
So these are the, you know, the scriptural authorization or the quotation made by, you know, the great masters that, you know, this whatever mentioned above are, you know, clear.
Lo jin ji zhi ge pan ne zhe zong ju on shi shi bi do le min ruan zong ju on shi shi ba le sa no bu ke bi no bu ren ji jiang bi pe den de jian ne ga zhe de shi qi ni shi tuo ne ma zhe su sa sang ji yi de song men de qi meng bo ye sa ruo ji le mo qi mi shi ge ma yong yong shi zu ba tang ni song men song duo.
So read through the text, the questions of the royal and of formulas use the example of a skillful jewelers gradually refining a jewel in order to illustrate the needs to guide the student's mind in stages.
Tōngbō ngōbō tō yīchū shēne ngēpā lēpā njōngō sā, kāngshū ngōbō tō tō nē rēngjī ngēpā lēpā hōngō sā, shē ngō tō tā ngēlē jī lāng lā rēngjī tē tūpā sōngbā tāng sā.
Read through the text, very of being verbose, I have not cited it in full here. The protector Nagarjuna also said to guide students in stages through the path of high status and certain goodness. Initially, there are the teachings on higher high status. Then comes that teaching on certain goodness. For having obtained high status, you gradually reach certain goodness.
Kadu yun ngu tu sidi yun jidang thosya yin rebu jilang ngunzi chakula da lada mei yu kufang sengedi. Kadu yun ngu tu sesu na.
So higher status means, you know, always in a higher existence, like, you know, human existence, or, you know, or the, you know, celestial existence or the God existence. Goodness means, you know, a nirvana and
Buddhahood.
So these are the result of the
practice.
So again read the text, also the noble being Asanga states, further, Bodhisattvas cause their disciples to accomplish the virtuous factor of enlightenment correctly and in stages. In order to do this, they initially give easy teachings to being of childlike wisdoms, having them practice easy instructions and explications. Then they recognize that these beings have become endowed with average wisdoms. They have them practice average teachings and instructions and average explications.
Bina shipa sa sona nga zon sosuchuwa shipa sosuchuwa sa di pugi chungchul pe jagula dan yu ten chane.
So childlike means, you know, in terms of knowledge.
Tindu ki danga de ten lel habo ki danga de ten lel hami danga ki jilan ju ji gang jiao ji. Tindu ki tese yar cha son ne teda la hans. Teda shirao tan denpa jo wa to ne. Chö denpa jen danga, danga jis denpa jen ju ba se to wa son doa.
So first, you know, the childlike, wisdoms to to that practitioner, you know, first teach the, you know, easy instructions, and then once they get it and their knowledge enhanced, then, you know, give the, you know, middle instructions.
Tata shiro jachembo da denpa jewa to ne, samot yun si danga da jisa denpa chawa jisa jubo se te es. Ndene teyi senje nala, tuen sheba korintan beba yeno, sonda korintan baba yeno, baba yeno.
Read the text. When they recognize that this being had become endowed with extensive wisdom, they help them practice profound teachings and instructions and subtle explications. This is the graduated flow of activities for the welfare of these living beings. So these are easy to understand, so, you know, explanation needed. So as we know that, you know, the noble Asanga also, you know, mentioned these three different kind of stages clearly. And also, you know, above the Nagarjuna state the same.
So we read the text also
Arya Deva Lamp, which is a compendium of deeds, describes how you first train in the thoughts of the perfection vehicles and then enter the mantra vehicles. It establishes that you must do so in stages. It then summarizes this point as follows. The method by which beings who are beginner engage in the ultimate purpose was said by the perfect Buddha to be like the step of a staircase.
Tombu Pasin Tibaloja, Tenem Halanjun, Zubi Sanjay Kuponta, Sanjay Salandro, Kachirin, but Abasun, Sondo.
So, like mentioned here, you don't need an explanation.
Shedamos, Jijabal, Jijabayans. Sanamin pa tombo do, padu danin do pa tang, tamata shi kin do pa kanshi shi de keba yin, shi lanchu kori nye jen de song so ho san do.
So read the text. Also the 400 stanzas states the order of the path is definite. Initially, you stop the non-meritorious. In the middle, you stop the misconception of self. Finally, you put an end to all bad views. One who knows this is an adept.
Teki tombo sanami pa tombo do sangye teki ini toma ini mege chupon ki lela soba kasa mege wa chu sundo ne ini sanan ji lesa ne ini lada mege kopon taya chi ini padul hapa son yang sa lene ini dachan bi kopon ta tama ini tiba chan bi lang yang sa lene ini kaji
So like mentioned here, first, you know, we need to avert the, you know, non-meritorious, you know, like, you know, like 10 non-virtues. And then in the middle, you know, practice the three higher trainings. And at the end, you know, practice practice the, you know, spirit of enlightenment, and then, you know, eventually, you know, attain the Buddhahood. So those are practiced by the great masters. Their practice is definite, you know, there is no any mistakes.
Lobe kepa ma kuchi jangs. Jidyo ko la chun jin to tombo jin su nan nan ji sen la le pa ni ji de de ni chu ne gon ban zi. Ye sun de se long de lo ben chen ban da wa ta pe jang ko su tang ne lang ju go ren ni pa jin ze la se nyos len ba la lang la chi bi go ren xin de je ban nang ye si de la ni pa ten bo ni ba xia wo sun do.
Read the text. Also, the learned master, Master Marsita said, it is like dying clothes that is free of stains. First, they develop goodness in the student's mind through the discussions on generosity and the like, and then they have them meditate on the teaching. Citing this passage, the great master Chandrakirti also held that the path has a definite order, since the order we use in guiding others along the path clearly is very crucial for their practice. Reach firm certainty about this matter. So like dyeing our clothes, before dyeing we need to wash and, you know, make the clothes free from stain. So likewise, you know, to get rid of our, you know, obscurations of the mind and the, you know, negativities of our mind, we practice the 10 precepts and purify the negativities. So all those masters mentioned that if one really want to attain Buddhahood, then, you know, the practice is mentioned here is definite. So, you know, we should follow as, you know, they mention. So what we should think is, you know, if one really want to do practice, then, you know, we need to know where we should begin. That's the most important. So we begin the, you know, next time we begin the.
당가 소경 홍화 가르쳐 보래. 홍화 선생이 계속 신부 쉬고래라다. 알레 소송 홍화에서 개면 나요. 그럼 홍화도 집에 가져 줘 보래. 다같이 통주 동자 말한다.
So dedication is very important. So we should not, you know, neglect that dedication. So whether we have something to dedicate or we don't, but you know, we should know that it is dedication is very important. So dedication here, what we're going to do is, you know, whatever we have accumulated, merits accumulated, you know, bring this to mind and mix with the, you know, merits of, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the Ten Directions and bring all this together in the mind and, you know, dedicate this, to have a successful practice of the stages of the path mentioned here, so we in order to not lose that, merit, we will offer those merits, dedicate those merit, like we offer them to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to take care of those merits so that we won't lose it.
카투신 대로 티벳 장소는 저소는 장소 맞아 받아 세금 말세요. 뭐 속에 계산이 티벳 장주 선제 장주 선만의 계산이 장소는 뜻이던 것이
So it is said like, our dedication, our merit is like a drop of water. So the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, their merits are like an ocean. So, if we mix that drop into an ocean, then till the ocean remains, our, that drop of water also remain. So likewise, we dedicate our merit toward the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas so that it won't and never exhaust.
Thank you. Dāgī gīyī sāvā